The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
The following program is sponsored by Next Steps for Seniors Foundation.
This is Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. Each week, Wendy brings resources and information to help guide you through those next steps for your elderly parent or loved one. Now, here's Wendy Jones with this week's guest.
Good morning and welcome to Next Steps for Seniors. I'm Wendy Jones, your host. And also, as you all know already, owner and operator of Next Steps for Seniors, the business. And what we do here with the radio program is truly give you resources and information to help guide you. To knowledge is power, right? And my goal is to just pour as much information into you as I possibly can, because guess what? We all age. It happens. It happens to every single one of us. And if you think you're one of those people it's not happening to, you're in denial. But we're here today because we're going to talk about what happens and how we can stay in our homes longer and safer, because there are barrier-free remodeling things we can do in our own homes right now that can help us for the future. So today we're here with Jerry, and I'm going to say his last name and I'm going to say it correctly, Acioli.
Correct.
I did it.
Awesome.
Okay. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Thanks, Wendy, for letting me be here.
I appreciate your taking your time out for us, because you're an expert in this area and we all need to know more about it. And that's why you're here today. So CAPS Remodeling is the name of the business. So to start, I would love if you could tell us a bit about CAPS Remodeling and the products and services that you provide.
Sure. Great place to start. CAPS Remodeling has been around for 15 years. We are a barrier-free remodeling company that provides solutions for those that want to age in place and stay in their home longer. That could be simple things like adding grab bars or rails to make your home safer. And we also do more elaborate things as people age out a little bit with, you know, overhead lift systems, stair chairs, and other things. But all the solutions that we provide are done with professional manner, as well as being able to come up with solutions both with the customer and their needs in mind.
Exactly. So what's interesting, you said grab bars first, because to me that's the most popular item that people usually need first. And you helped a personal friend of mine, which I was very appreciative of. But what's great about these grab bars, listeners, just to tell you a little bit about them, as you age, it gets harder to get up, right? To use your leg muscles and to get up stronger, and or maybe to keep from falling. So where are the number one places that you put grab bars? I'm just curious.
No, that's a good question. Actually, we call the grab bars the entry points of making your home safe for seniors. I can give you an example. My mom and dad, is a perfect example. They got into their 80s. And they didn't have the leg strength, and basically my dad had a pretty close incident. He kept grabbing onto the sliding door of the bath shower, and I said, hey, those are signs. We always look for signs, people grabbing and reaching for walls, reaching for backs of chairs. Those are all indicators that tell people that they are probably not, don't have the leg strength or the coordination that they once did, and we all lose our cat-like reflexes. So he had a close call, and I told him, like, hey, it would feel a lot better, and I think you would too, if you would look into, you know, getting some grab bars strategically placed. And of course, the bathroom is the number one place because you have tiles, wet floors, slippery surfaces, and it's just almost a no-brainer that that would be the first place that most people call because that's the area that you use every day and the area that presents the biggest mobility challenges. Even simple things like lifting your leg over the lip of the tub, which is, you know, 18 to 21 inches high, can be a challenge because that means you're standing on one leg and while you're lifting the other leg over. So what seems to be simple tasks become a little bit more challenging as time goes on. And if you put grab bars in strategic places on the ingress and egress parts of the bathtub, it makes navigating through the bathroom simple. The other area, too, is around the toilet area. Same thing, you have to push up with your legs. That little extra body strength that you have coming from your shoulders and arms can make it a lot easier and a lot safer.
So I've got a story for you. I went to visit a sweet, sweet man in Rochester. And when I got to his house, he had looked like he had not showered for, gosh, at least 3 months. And I asked him, I said, hey, I said, you know, can you show me around your house? Because I just was, you know, being friendly. And what I really wanted to know is what his bathroom looked like, right? So there's a strategic method to my madness. Right. And so I get to his bathroom and there's a tub and a shower curtain. And I said to him, I said, so do you take a bath or do you take a shower? And he goes, oh, I don't do either. And I said, oh, okay. I said, why not? Can I ask? And he said, I can't get in. He's nervous that he is going to fall getting in the tub.
Right.
Now, his daughter lived out of state. His son lived 2 hours away. I am 100% sure they had no idea that he is not taking a shower.
Right. It's a common story, honestly. A lot of times the observations aren't there because family members don't necessarily come around, especially more people living out of state now. Usually the holidays, believe it or not, the time we hear this is when people come home to visit their loved ones. And they realize, like, hey, you know, my mom or my dad or my grandparents have digressed, you know, physically since the last time we had met. And simple tasks, you know, like getting out of a bathtub become, you know, challenging. So, you know, in addition to, like, grab bar installation, things like that, there are certain points and times where, you know, rolling showers or tub to shower conversions become a necessary thing. But if there aren't people there watching this and making sure that these decisions are being made, it gets difficult, and then we run into the scenario that you just kind of outlined.
Well, and that's why we're here today. So we're helping our listeners think through these problems ahead of time, right?
Correct.
Before they fall in the tub.
Correct.
And you said the tub to shower conversion. Do you do that as well?
We do. We do, like, literally anything that helps mobility or accessibility in the home, interior and exterior. So we do home walkthroughs with everybody. We look at the areas of the homes they use the most. We look at their challenge areas. Say they have a laundry room downstairs, but they use it every week. So there's a lot of things. We literally take a consultative approach to the business. Literally we'll go out there to talk about grab bars, but as we're going through doing a walkthrough about the grab bars, we noticed a few other things. We watch and observe how people navigate their homes, and we make suggestions. We're not going to tell them what to do because you got to be really careful, you know, especially with the elderly. They have a lot of pride, like all of us. We see ourselves differently than reality. And a lot of times we do
Wait. Did you say we all see each other differently?
Yeah. Yeah, that, unfortunately, I think we all have a perception of who we are a little bit more.
We're a little stronger and a little brighter and a little younger than we think we are.
Yes, and that doesn't change.
I would have to agree with you.
It doesn't change.
Yes.
But sometimes there's some reality discussions that have to happen, and you do it in a very tactful manner. And a lot of times, you know, you may just put the grab bar in, but then it'll evolve and say, hey, call us when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
But here's some other suggested areas that, you know, we might be helpful in. And once they see how well the grab bars are working for them, they go, like, you know what, maybe we should look at those other things.
Right,
so you've got to ease them into it.
Right. So here's my question. Is there a charge for you to come out to the house and to talk with somebody and walk through the house with them?
No, there is not. Unless it's a huge consultation on a major addition, like a big
project. New bathroom.
You're right.
Okay, yeah,
right.
No, we would
but for simple
that.
Things like grab bars and even like ramps outside, you believe it or not, a lot of things can be done remotely now with the taking pictures and sending things via email. And we learned a lot of these tactics during COVID, believe it or not, when we couldn't go to home. So now people are becoming more accepting of sending photos and doing things remotely that we used to have to do in person. So it all depends on the job and the scale of the job, but you know, the consultations are typically free, except on the larger end jobs.
Excellent. No, and listeners, I think this is important because we want you to be safe. And why not be proactive in that versus waiting until you fall and then calling and talking to Jerry? So, Jerry, right. Share the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you.
Yeah, the best thing to do is when you feel like you have a need, give us a call. The office line is 248-246-1669. We have people on staff there that have been taking calls for 15 years plus. They usually will just talk through the initial phases of the discussion, and then it will evolve into the more specific needs. And believe it or not, a lot can be done on the phone. So you can either, you know, check out our website at capsremodeling.com or call in. Honestly, call in our office line. There's always people ready to take the call and to answer the initial questions. And then get into as in-depth a conversation that you need for a full consultation. And a lot can be done over the phone.
Exactly. And what's interesting is we have learned a lot over COVID. If we haven't learned one thing, we've learned for sure that you can do a lot over the phone.
Right. We've all adapted.
We have all adapted. Exactly. And my other big area, and I know we only have a minute left before we, and this is great conversation, by the way, because this is the stuff we need to know about. Another question I have, and I know the bathroom area is huge, but walking from the garage into the house is another big area people forget about. Yeah. And there needs to be some sort of secured railing or something because there's always two steps, maybe three, going into every house.
Yes, there are several things that we do. We look at the house, or the ingress and egress points of the house, which are used more often. People drive their cars, they park in the garage. So we try to accommodate the more common areas or most used areas of the home first. It doesn't necessarily mean like you have to put rails everywhere.
Well, and people think, there's going to be this metal, ugly looking rail. Well, you have other options, right?
Yeah,
decorative, pretty little rails.
We do. We have a lot of options, but believe it or not, the iron rail option is still one of the most common and preferred because it is the one that lasts and works the longest. So, we can talk more about that. Now, there's a lot of ingress things that we can get into.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking further with our guest, Gary from Caps Remodeling. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors. Our topic today is about remodeling, and we've got Jerry Acioli from CAPS Remodeling with us here today, and we're moving into our second segment. We have covered like an enormous amount of information already, and we have so much more to go, but I'm really interested, Jerry, in knowing a little bit more about the company background and how CAPS Remodeling got started.
No, that's great.
You said there's a story behind
this. There is a story. Our owner, Jeff Cates, started the company 15 years ago. He was originally a general contractor, just doing, home modifications, things, windows, roofs, home mods in general, just for everybody. And his son got into a pretty horrific accident, and he firsthand witnessed what it takes to get his own personal loved one back into the world. And he came across a lot of obstacles as he noticed that his son, went through the rehab and getting back on his feet and all that. And I think he had this like epiphany almost that he wanted to convert.
Make a difference.
Yeah, he wanted to convert his business model right into 100% barrier free and helping those with physical challenges. And he's never looked back. I think, again, he is a big believer, and there's signs all over the place. And he took his own intuition and put it into play. He also witnessed firsthand some of the voids that there were in the marketplace for people with these conditions. So he just took notes along the way from his personal experiences and created CAPS. Went from being a general contractor to a barrier-free contractor, specialized did a lot of legwork to make connections
research,
with you know, Parkinson's and Brain Injury Association. So he just started talking with people and getting the word out that, and he has created a unique company that does everything soup to nuts in support.
Soup to nuts. I love that. That's great.
You know, all the way through, all the way through from, you know, initial consultation to the final installation. And again, being somebody who had his own personal experience could relate and knew, you know, what the next step would be and how to deal with something that is, you know, that's life-changing. So he has a real great compassion. You know, everybody in the company believes in what he believes in. I think people always say the same thing. I worked at a lot of places. There's something gratifying about doing things that solve solutions to people that need solutions.
And I'm going to tell you what that secret is, because we're blessed here at Next Steps for Seniors with our team, because we all have passion behind the purpose. That is the key. That is the key ingredient, because we've all had experiences with family members, loved ones, and now we have a passion behind our purpose of helping other people, yeah, of which your owner does the same thing.
Great story. We just got a letter, a handwritten letter. We invoiced our client for the final part of the project, and she puts on there, "Thank you so much for the rail installation. It made such a difference." It's those hand notes that actually mean so much. I mean, you have conversations, you see them smile when they have the solution put into place. But again, you know, like literally on an invoice, she took the time to write a handwritten note saying what a great solution. And they're already thanking us for, you know, coming out and doing the modification to the home. So those are things that just are reminders, mm-hmm, of how great it is to do these things for people.
We all need to say thank you just a little bit.
Absolutely.
More. I'm not going to lie.
Especially in today's times.
We all need to look positive and say thank you when we see something good. I was at it just made me think of it. I was at a restaurant the other day and the waitress was just phenomenal. And we're in an era right now where we're having a hard time finding people that, you know, are working and employees and good employees. And so I said to her, I said, "Thank you so much. You did an amazing job." Nice. Put a little smiley face and gave her an enormous tip.
No, that's awesome.
This is what, you know, hopefully I made her day, but I wanted her to know she took the extra steps, right, that nobody else in that restaurant was taking.
No, it's great. It really is great.
So we the people, yep, need to say thank you to those people. I totally agree. And all the people that are serving us. So what type of customers, let's talk a little bit. I know you mentioned the disabilities, obviously, do you provide services for? And what areas of Michigan do you cover?
Yes, we basically have services that are for everybody with mobility challenges and accessibility challenges. That would be, you know, the obvious one that we deal with on the most basis are the elderly, you know, those with you know, compromised physical abilities, whether that was coming off of a surgery, hip surgery, knee surgery, that kind of thing, or just aging. You know, a lot of times, you know, your confidence level doesn't go as well as it used to when you were younger. So, so the elderly is like one specific group that we deal with on a regular basis. The other are areas where people with degenerative conditions, whether that's through, Parkinson's or brain injury, anything that would have a need for, you know, coordination and abilities like that. So we work with those organizations fairly closely. And then car accidents. Unfortunately, with all the distracted driving out there nowadays, it's unfortunate, but we get a lot of calls. We deal with the insurance companies and case managers, and we get a lot of work. And again, I say unfortunately because I like talking about the preventative things more. But we do get a lot of our business from post accidents and trying to get people back, you know, into their homes after they've been in hospitals for extended times. So it's not uncommon for us to get phone calls from a case manager saying, "Hey, our client's going to be released in 2 days. Would you be able to get a ramp in so they can now get their wheelchair into their home?" So we try to accommodate those things. We call them priority projects, those with time concerns to them. We're always adjusting our calendar because we know everybody's circumstances are unique. But we always try to take care of the people who have those immediate needs as soon as possible. So we're always jiggering our schedules. But again, those are the types of situations we get in, particularly with those being released from hospitals from extended stays.
Is the best way to reach you the phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah. Give that number one more time.
Yeah, it's 248-246-1669. Again, we have people on staff there that will, you know, hear the initial call and know exactly what to do with it. They've been trained. They've been doing this for years.
Okay. I'm going to say it one more time for you. 248-246-1669.
Correct.
All right. So hopefully, listeners, you got that number. If not, you can call my office and we will get that to you. And that number will be on the at the end of the program. Right. But this is the information that we all need. This is the information that helps us get through day to day. And as I'm looking at your name, CAPS, what does CAPS stand for?
Yeah, good question. It's actually an acronym. It's Certified Agent in Place Specialist. So there is meaning behind it. And other than it's a short, catchy, kind of memorable name. But it is totally tied to the business and the industry that we're in. Certified Agent in Place Specialist, CAPS.
Yep, there you are, the CAPS. I like it. I like it. I like it. There are other types of companies that do what you do, I think, in the industry. But your passion behind the purpose, I'm going to go back to that with your owner, is what intrigued me about your organization. Yep. And that's why I called you for a personal friend of mine.
Yep.
Because you're working with many members of my team, which are all every day working with families that are going through this type of, you know, it's a time of transition. It can be very overwhelming, but when you're walking alongside someone like we do at Next Steps for Seniors, I feel like it can be a time that we embrace and actually not enjoy, I'm not going to use the word enjoy, but feel the contentment and the peace.
Right.
I'm looking for peace with families. I don't want them to be so stressed to the max that they just, their heads are spinning. They have no idea. When you have an advocate standing next to you, two are better than one, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do. Like we're walking alongside and then we pull in resources like you and say, hey, wait a second. I've got a guy that can help you with those with those grab bars and all the other stuff you need in your house. But this is the process, listeners, that is so important to understand before you get to the tragic moment.
Right.
So if you can put a few grab bars in your bathroom, in your stairs, and railings up your steps in the front of the house, I don't know how many people don't have anything there. And that's one of the places that everybody falls to.
Right. Preventative is, I love talking about preventative because, you know, we see the other side so much when the accident occurs and it's a reactionary call or a need-based call. Preventative stuff can all be done in a real simplified. And again, these simple solutions, you know, grab bars can be anywhere from $125 to $150 installed. And think about the cost of going to a hospital after a slip and fall, the rehab, all those expenses for $125, having, you know, certain things put in place, it can prevent all of those other time and expensive costs that you incur.
Way more expensive when you go to a hospital, just going to say.
Right.
And so that you bring up a great point, Jerry. Talk to us about the cost, because everyone thinks that this is all covered under insurance.
Right. It is not. A lot of the things, automotive insurance, things are covered within that, but it all depends on the circumstances and the situation of the occurrence. A lot of it is private pay. A lot of these things aren't overly expensive items. I mean, they're just items, if you put them in the right place and put some thought into how you navigate your way through your home, it's a relatively inexpensive approach in the big scheme of things. Home improvements, home modifications. I mean, we make a bunch of them every year, whether they're for safety or security or accessibility. Just adding these things to add that added safety is very, very reassuring.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be talking further with our guest from CAPS Remodeling. So stay tuned. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors. Our topic today is all about remodeling. We're here today with Jerry Acioli. He's the general manager of CAPS Remodeling, really speaking about the company, the services they provide to seniors to stay in their homes as long as possible. The office is located in the Madison Heights area, but he covers a lot of ground. So definitely reach out to Jerry if you have questions, if you want them to come to the home and just look at your house and give you some ideas, because these are the times. Let's be proactive and let's not wait until something happens to put some grab bars or some safety precautions in. His number again is 248-246-1669. So, Jerry, my question for you is, you know, when do you know it's time to start looking into home safety modifications?
It's a great question, one that I think everybody at some point kind of ponders through their own mind. I think a lot of it, as we mentioned earlier, touched on it briefly earlier, is the conversations that need to have to be had. A lot of times, it usually is family members kind of getting together, whether that's over holidays or birthdays or that kind of thing, and they notice that, you know, maybe people aren't as mobile, family members or loved ones aren't as mobile. It could be grandma, grandpa, could be mom or dad. But a lot of times these conversations are had amongst the family. And it's a group conversation, because a lot of times individuals won't recognize their leg strength is being compromised and they don't have the abilities that they once had. So I think it's a lot of times they are collective discussions that take place. Sometimes, and unfortunately, it does come down to that there might be a close call or a close slip and fall situation. I mean, how many times have we all done this on a tile floor where you actually skid, you know, a good 6 inches and then you catch yourself on something? And we've all done this. I mean, we've done it, you know, since we were kids and growing up and aging. Well, for seniors, they don't have that cat-like reflex that, you know, I can attest to myself, I don't have that kind of reflex. So a lot of times it's just either an incident occurs or you just observe. You observe, and as we mentioned, the people like grabbing onto things, it could be that their eyesight's getting worse. It could be their leg strength's getting worse. There's a lot of things behind why it becomes time to do these things.
Well, and I think reaching for the shower door is the number one thing.
Absolutely.
If you have to grab a hold of that shower door when you're getting in and out of the shower, you already know that you need a grab bar, period.
Right.
Don't please do not grab for the shower door. Well, and that was not designed to be there for a
not at all. We've seen situations where curtain rods have been pulled down, you know, shower doors are off the track, and we all know that. This is little by little you put a little bit of weight on it, and then as time goes on you start putting more weight on it, and those were not intended to do that. The grab bars that we put in are certified, they're installed by professionals. You know, they will take a lot of weight. You'll find that you have the confidence in utilizing these things. So again, a lot of these are personal decisions that, you know, some people recognize in their own way it's time for these things. But I think a lot of times the decision comes from other observations made by other family members. And they have that casual, like, hey, did you ever think about, again, I think it's important that all family members and loved ones kind of keep a tab on the seniors. And understand, like, you know, you're not in there every day with them, but when you are there, just pay attention to the little things.
Exactly. And just to echo that, make sure that when you come to visit, you know, loved ones, that they're not just sitting at the kitchen table in a chair talking to you. You want to see them get up from the chair. You want to see them walk up the stairs. You want to see them take a step down into the family room. You know, these are the things that if you don't witness it, how would you know they're not able to put their pants on and stand on one foot? Please, one more thing, as I just said that, put a chair in the bedroom where they're getting dressed. Right. I had a sweet little lady from my church. I think she was 93 when she passed. And here's why she passed. You ready for this one? She was standing in her bedroom, putting her pants on, and her leg got stuck. Okay, so she fell and hit her head on the nightstand. Now, that could have been avoided. Why is she standing at 93, putting one leg in and then the other leg? So she's standing on one leg at 93. Yep. Listen, we're at my age, I'm having a hard enough time doing that. Please put a chair. It's not that hard.
Right.
It is just not that hard to sit down and put the pants on. So, you know, no man knows the day nor the hour. I'm not saying it was completely avoidable. You know, if it's her time to go, it's her time to go. But these are things that we can be doing in our own homes, like putting a chair in your bedroom to sit on.
Here's a couple other things.
Kind of along those
same lines, and we see it all the time. Proper lighting. You know how a lot of times people want to conserve energy and they dim their lights down at a certain hour in the night. having proper lighting to navigate stairways and to navigate, you know, even like simple step downs into like one room to the next room is critical. And we all think about that. I would always overextend on trying to put more lighting into a home than less. The other thing is, you know, somebody may have a favorite rug or a hallway rug or a rug in their room. Those all need to be fastened down properly because, you know, those are all areas that could be, you know, accidents
waiting. Tripped
over. Yeah, right. Easy trips. And, you know, and if these things aren't properly installed, then, you know, they are accidents possibly waiting to happen. So little simple things. I mean, those are just observation things. And we go and do the consultation. We'll see, you know, things that we'll make suggestions. We're not going to tell them to move that favorite rug. But we'd say just make sure that rug is properly affixed to the floor.
How do you properly affix a rug? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, there are devices underneath the edge-to-edge mats are really good. I mean, they'll prevent from the rolling and the curling. The curled rug, I mean, everybody's seen that happen after a while where a rug is kicked several times and you'll start to see the edges curl up. If you have an edge-to-edge rug, a mat underneath, It'll keep it in place in a fixed manner.
And you can get that at Ace Hardware or somewhere, anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And these are things that family members can install too. If you're handy and you don't need professionals like us to do that, but we'll make these suggestions as we go through. Like, you know, and then maybe, you know, they have a handyman, a son, or a loved one that will come by and make these adjustments. But again, while we're there, we look at their whole routine, and that whole routine, as you mentioned earlier, like, we don't necessarily go in the bedroom and watch how they change and get ready. I mean, I actually followed my mom around the other day. She's gardening. I was watching her navigate. You know, I was helping her out. But I was just seeing exactly how much she could do and exactly what she couldn't do. And I realized, okay, you know, she probably does need a grab bar in the backyard area going into the yard. You know, she has two little step downs. And I said, you know, I would feel a lot better knowing that she had something to grab on there. So that's on my to-do list, is go out there and make sure that, you know, I put that in for her ASAP.
Well, and we're in the business. This is what's funny to me. Like, you and I, we do this every day for everybody else. And so in my mind, I'm like, if I can't do this for my mom, I got a problem, right?
Right.
So we're maybe five steps ahead just because we see it every day. But listeners, that's why he's here today. So that you, as you're listening to this program, you can be like, oh yeah, I didn't think of that. Like, let's go look and see how she's getting into the backyard. And I don't want your mom to stop gardening. Like,
right.
I want
right.
her to do what she wants
to do. They
need
to stay active too.
However, there is a way to do it that is safe.
Right. And again, the visits are great. I always, everybody should be visiting their loved ones who are elderly as much as they can. But when you make those visits, make them purposeful. Go there with the intent of, you know, do the visit, have the conversation, chit-chat, do whatever you got to do. But watch them actually navigate their routine and try to see in the kitchen, you know, if they have to go downstairs to the laundry room, you know, watch them go down to the laundry room. If they're, you know, have to change their shoes, do they sit on a chair to change their shoes? Or do they have a proper seating area to change the shoes? I mean, they're little things. It takes a little more time, a little more energy, but it's worth it, you know, just to make sure that all the proper considerations are in place.
Let's talk about the stairs, because the stairs are a big one as well. Yeah. What is your recommendation? Let's say the laundry room is in the basement, mm-hmm. which is very typical. Mm-hmm. How is it that they're getting down those stairs? What's the best way? Let me just ask you. I mean, I've heard railings on both sides of the stairway, not just on one.
Yeah, I think the first step is one rail all the way down, from the very top to the very bottom. Make sure that they have the edges on too, that you don't catch a piece of clothing on an open end. We have the curved end. See, there's little things that we do. We have on all the rails, there are bent little L bars on the edge of top and bottom. So when they're walking down, their sleeve on their sweater doesn't get caught on it, or whatever that they're wearing doesn't get caught on it. Yes, the first is one rail all the way down. Second would be two on either side if they, you know, start to lose their leg capacity, that kind of thing. And then last, and if it gets to a certain point where that's the only alternative, is we will do stair chairs. We'll have mobile stair chairs that will get them from the top to the bottom. Most stairs going into basements are straight stairs. So it would be a chair that starts at the top and goes all the way to the bottom. That's kind of like the last step, basically. And then after that, you know, the other conversations will need to be had. But there are, you know, based on the security and severity of the situation, we would make recommendations based on the condition of the individual.
So my mother-in-law just recently got a stair chair, and it has changed her life because she stopped going into the basement for at least 2 years, and it was because she was scared, which is very smart. But this stair chair is the next best thing to sliced bread. I am telling you, listeners, she sits down, buckles it up. She has this big smile on her face, pushes the button, goes all the way down to the bottom. And it was mostly because she entertained in the basement. So she couldn't carry anything down. Right. But when you're sitting in a chair, you're holding the stuff. It works. It just works.
It's part of that independence part of the conversation.
Exactly. You're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Wendy Jones, and you're listening to The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400. Welcome back to Next Steps for Seniors. Our topic today is CAPS remodeling, looking at what we need to do to our homes to stay in them longer and safer. And Jerry has done an amazing job. He is the general manager of CAPS Remodeling, located in Madison Heights. But I've got to tell you, listeners, we get these calls all the time into our office. And we definitely are referring a lot of business over to Jerry. And I do feel like this is an awesome opportunity, this program, to really learn about all the things that they do. So, Jerry, if you can outline, you know, the range of products and services, go through the full spectrum of what you offer.
Sure. Thanks, Wendy. The thing is, we talked about earlier, the simple need things like the grab bars and rails, that would be the entry level part of it. But other thing I want to make sure we talk about is the exterior things, the suitcase ramps, the aluminum ramps that are temporary. We have permanent ramps. So just getting in and out of the home for those on walkers, scooters, and wheelchairs, these are necessary things just to even get in and out of your home on a daily basis. The other thing is we have the range of products that go as we have a lot of customers that, you know, start with the rails and the grab bars, the simple things. And then we get a call back a year and a half later or so, and they say, hey, you know, my husband broke his hip. He's going to be in extended rehab. He may only have 80% mobility. When it's all said and done, we may have to get a stair chair. So there's always that evolutionary discussion that's always running. And as I mentioned earlier, our owner, Jeff, purposely designed the company in a way where we could provide those solutions as time passes and needs change. So we have, you know, things like the stair chair lifts. We have the ceiling lifts. We have things that help people stand up, mobile lifts. You know, this is all stuff as they rehab. They want to go home. Everybody wants to go home. Everybody wants to age in place. So these are all devices that can be assessed and put into place based on, you know, everybody's individual needs. And again, that's part of the consultation. We've been doing this for 15 years. And a lot of times, you know, customers call in thinking they need X, but really after the conversation, they need X and Y or just Y. So a lot of times they don't know the questions to ask, and we're there to help them get the answers that they need because they never expected to be in that situation. So that's the resource that we provide, is a lot of it can be done over the phone and answering the questions to give them the confidence to say, I am making the right decision and I'm turning to people that, you know, that will help me get the right decision, the right solution in my home.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you've been doing this. This company's been around. You've seen a lot of this happening. Mm-hmm. So you're experienced, and you're way better off calling someone who knows what they're talking about than just Googling these options on your own. I just want to reiterate that. I do think we get carried away sometimes with the websites,
right,
the
right.
Googles. And it's like, that's not the answer. The answer is not figure it out by yourself. The answer is call someone who knows what they're talking about.
Well, the other thing too is we do everything from consultation to installation. So all the discussion between those two points. And then the other important thing is we do all the maintenance too. So, you know, a year or two goes by, you know, something might need fixed, or we, you know, on some of the mechanical devices, we recommend annual maintenance on those things. And, you know, we're the ones that are generally called because we installed it in the first place. And we also know we have all the device and mechanical technicians on staff that can make these repairs and fixes.
Listeners, one other thing I really want to make sure that I mention is we have to pay for these products out of pocket, which means private pay. However, there are some instances that the veterans, so if you are a veteran, if you served our country, it doesn't matter what capacity, it could be the, you know, the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, the National Guard, any way, shape, or form, please, please call the Veterans Association and ask them, hey, will you guys cover my ramp? Will you guys cover my stair chair that he talked about earlier? I have definitely heard stories where the veterans have an additional fund to cover some of these durable medical equipment supplies.
I think the two questions to ask in those circumstances, and I've heard this over and over from veteran communities that I've talked with, is if you're over 65, that opens the door for these funds, and if you are actively served. So those are the two variables that tend to open up the coffers a little bit to get the funding approved. It gets the process started. So you've served, and particularly when you're over 65, it seems to open up the money funds in a way that is a little bit more efficient.
And let me just add thank you to those who have served our country. We appreciate you. We care about you. And I'm thankful that the veterans are giving you some funds towards these things, because everybody's going to be in need of them at some point or another. But those who have served the country definitely deserve those to be covered in some way, shape, or form. So, Jerry, we talked about a lot today. Mm-hmm. And it's been a wealth of knowledge. I need to thank you, because it's very good information. Can you, anyone who might just be tuning into the program, can you give a recap of the most important takeaways from today's program?
Sure. I think understanding everybody's circumstance, the mobility, accessibility, especially when dealing with seniors, we want to make sure that we keep an eye on them and honestly understand their situation in their home. I think everybody's desire is to want to stay in their home as long as possible. So the point of our discussion here today is really making it possible for them to stay in their home with, you know, making the observations and the conversations needed to be able to discuss, you know, what those things might be in order to have, you know, those who are aging to be able to age in place as long as possible. And again, there's a whole plethora of solutions, a lot of which aren't necessarily expensive, but is preventative. And preventative, I'm going to keep talking about preventative, because I wish there was more dialogue on that. To make sure that all the conversations are being had to make sure that their loved ones are safe in their home environment that they live in.
Exactly. And you can live there in your home. So many people are fearful of moving. It's not necessary to move if you put the right support around you in your home. If you don't, then it might be necessary to move. So these are the things.
The other thing I'd like to add, and we talked about this a little bit, it was the peace of mind. It's not just peace of mind for the people living in home. It's peace of mind for the loved ones that, you know, leave them to know, like, hey, I'm assured that I've done everything possible to make sure that they're living in an environment that's as safe as can be given their circumstances. So I rest easier. No, and I joked earlier about, you know, putting the rail in my mom's backyard, but, you know, it's
you feel better.
I'll feel better, but it's something that is, you know, weighing on me, and I will get to that.
You're probably going to do that today.
You know, you know me too well. So yeah, it's the peace of mind both for the individuals who are residing in the home, but also the loved ones that leave and make sure that they know that they have all the proper things in place needed.
Well, and if I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times. A loved one bringing their family member home from the hospital and then not able to get them up the stairs to get in the front
right.
door.
Right.
It happens all the time. Yeah. And then call me. Mom's stuck in the car. I can't get her out.
Right. We get calls like that every day. You know, we don't know when people are going to be released from rehab or their appointments at the hospital. I mean, sometimes they're there for 2 weeks, 2 months. And then we'll get a call from a case manager, whoever's managing their situation, and say, hey, my mom's being released. Is there any way you guys can get a suitcase ramp or a temporary ramp in place just for getting her back into the home? So we're prepared for that kind of thing. We jigger our schedules around to make sure that we accommodate those with time sensitivity needs.
And there are portable ramps. That's what you just said. Yep. I mean, this is important for everyone to know. It doesn't have to be there 100% of the time. People are like, oh, I don't want a ramp in front of my house. Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be there forever. You just
right.
get a portable one, put it in when you need it.
We do rent and sell. And there are various sizes, too, based on the steps in the home or the situation or how long they're going to need it. But just know there are rental opportunities, too, if it's going to be a short-term type deal or somebody will be needing wheelchair access for a short period of time.
Excellent information. Okay, Jerry, everybody grab your pencil and your paper for the last time before we close the program. He is going to give his phone number and the best way to reach them.
Yeah, that's CAPS Remodeling. Our phone number is 248-246-1669. And again, we have people who are professionals waiting for the call, and we'll give you any information, as much information on the phone. You can also get more information on our website at capsremodeling.com. It gets into more detail if you're curious about the types of services. Our website gets into every area a little bit more in depth.
And we're going to try something new, listeners. We are going to ask you in this last 1 minute if you have any questions at all in regards to CAPS remodeling, in regards to next steps for seniors, in regards to aging in general. I'd like you to email those to me. And in the subject line, just put question. So I'll know that that's why. And then we will answer those in the following week. And my email is wjones, J-O-N-E-S, at the name of the radio program, Next Steps for number 4, seniors.com. All right, shoot me an email, put question, and write whatever your question is. And I promise you, as those come in, that we are going to answer those each and every week. And I just want to say to you, Jerry, thank you.
Thanks,
I want to say thank you for caring. I'm really excited that your owner has a passion behind his purpose, and he's changing the lives of these seniors and those that are disabled. So God bless you for what you do.
Thank you. Appreciate having the time to come in and talk about these things because they are important.
So important. And thank you, listeners, for listening to WDTK, Next Steps for Seniors, where we walk you through the process of the next steps with your aging parent or loved one every Saturday at 11, Sunday at 10. We cover your questions, real life, and real answers. Be blessed today.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Next Steps for Seniors with your host, Wendy Jones. You can reach Wendy with any questions you have at area 248-651-5010. That's 248-651-5010. Join us again next week as Wendy provides more information and resources for those important next steps for your elderly parent or loved one.
The preceding program was sponsored by Next Steps for Seniors Foundation.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.